You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Roto Experts in the Morning is on now.
Hour number three underway here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Fantasy Executive Corey Parson.
Yep.
Fantasy King Scott Angle.
Hello, Scott.
Tony Zincana. Greg Sussman. One more hour to go.
Mike Florio
is here. He's the producer of the program.
Yeah, he's downstairs.
And at the bottom of the hour, Mike Florio will be hosting. He's Mike Lyon.
Oh, that's right. Today is Friday.
Today's Friday.
I'm the champion, right?
Champ is here.
Yeah.
Are you still a champion? I don't remember. I know you won 2 weeks ago. Did you win last week? Tony won last week.
Guns?
I think Tony won last
week. Oh, yeah, I won. I forgot. Yeah,
sorry. I'm not the champion.
Yeah, I knew.
The lie detector determined that is a lie.
Yeah.
You're not the father. Yeah!
It's like, Tony, you would get on me for, like, repeating myself. How do you feel about Maury Povich having the same freaking show every day for, like, how many years?
The craziest thing is people don't realize because that show was such a hit that he was like a credible journalist at one time.
Yo, he was the guy.
Oh, sure.
He was like a Pulitzer Prize. Yeah. Him, Maury Povich.
Jerry Springer used to be a politician, too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's a politician after that.
Well, that's
he never married Cincinnati after Jerry Springer show.
I think he was doing it before that.
Maybe
too,
he was doing both.
Yeah.
He was doing both.
Yeah.
Well, Maury Povich's father, Shirley Povich, is a very, very famous sports writer.
Oh, really?
He's married to Connie Chung.
Yeah. Maury is, yep. Shirley Povich, Center of Sports Journalism at the University of Maryland.
Oh, how about that?
Shirley Povich, I'm sure. Turtle.
Game time.
It's the same show every day.
Yeah, it is. I guess it's working because you come home in the afternoon and people sitting, the grandmother sitting up there watching that joint.
and then you make the decision. He is definitely the father. You get into it.
I'm like, Murray, you better get out of my face. That ain't my baby.
You know what's crazy, though? What about these women that, like, sleep with, like, 11 guys? They've been on the show 7 times, and they've not got the father, but she always finds another one that she can bring on there.
I know that.
And for the 8th time. What the hell's going on there?
I'm not here to judge people.
Friendly people.
Yeah, there you go. Some people like it.
That's what makes the world go around, though.
Mm-hmm. Were you on Maury? If either of your kids, you go on Maury?
No, come on, man. Greg, I don't play that.
Here's the thing. I got to be honest about this. I'm going to be totally honest. If Maury Povich or Jerry Springer called me, there is no way I would ever go on the show under any circumstance for any amount of money. What are these people thinking when they get a call? Yeah, this sounds like a good idea. No, it's never a good idea. Why would you go on that show?
Nah.
Because you want to be on TV.
You want to get
a lot of... A lot
no!
Of,
well, you get no. $200 and a trip to New York, you know what I'm saying? That's only you.
they put you up in a hotel.
Hold on. Exactly. Yeah. You are from the middle of the country.
And there are a lot of people who just love to be on TV, period.
Scott is correct.
And we've heard a lot of stories, too, where people like fake their stories just so they can get on
Scott
TV.
Scott is correct.
Yeah.
Totally agree,
I
Scott.
Can't see it. I'd be like, man, you better get out of my face. I'm going to call my attorney. They'd be like, what? They'd be like, what? Then I would hang up.
So is that why cops are so popular then? The same situation there? People just want to be on TV?
Yeah. That's why they signed the release to be on TV.
Yeah. Like, you watch, like, Impractical Jokers and, like, you know, which I've gotten into lately. And, like, you know, some people's faces are blurred out because they don't sign the release.
Wow. How does First 48 work? Is there a sign of release for that?
What is First 48?
Oh, you've never seen the First 48?
No.
Oh, my goodness. That's one of the best television shows.
What is it? What channels are on?
What's it about?
A&E.
What's it about?
It's, you know, after when someone commits a crime, like a murder,
mm-hmm.
you the crime, it doesn't go a cold case normally if it's served within, not served, if it was solved within the first 48 hours. So they go through the inception of the crime through the first 48 hours. Those first 48 hours are critical.
Interesting.
And that's the show is called. I'm surprised you never watched the first 48.
Sounds very good, though.
Oh, you know, it's an excellent show.
Mm. All right. You know, today is Inauguration Day. The 45th President of the United States,
yes.
Donald J. Trump, will be our president in a matter of hours. and it is Inauguration Day, and there's been a lot of rumors about the Russians hacking some stuff in order to make sure that Mr. Trump became our president, right? Hacked the DNC. And that wasn't the only thing they hacked. In fact, the FSTA is also, the FSTA conference is also on Monday and Tuesday of next week in Nashville. And from my sources, the Russians also were able to hack that. And somehow, my man Corey Parson, through his sources, you know, Corey's got sources, he was able to acquire what the Russians hacked from the FSTA.
Sources.
Well, just to, yeah, to be in fair interest, remember, this has actually happened in Major League Baseball as the St. Louis Cardinals hacked the Houston Astros.
That's true.
Situation. So this is not just, you know, a political thing. It's also a baseball thing.
That is true.
It's a very good point.
Hacking is a thing. So I got the list. I got some of the questions, so I kind of know what's out there, what's on the people's mind. So I figured I would use this highly confidential information, and I will throw some of these questions out to my buddies. Scott Engel, the King, Greg Sussman, and Tony Cincotta. And I'll kind of get you guys' opinions on these things. We are coming right up on the FSTA Fantasy Baseball Draft, kind of the keynote address for the fantasy baseball season, the start.
Well, why don't we just call it the inaugural address?
The inaugural address. Yes, exactly. There you go. Is the inauguration a holiday? Is today a holiday?
No.
No.
Are you sure?
No.
No.
You're not sure.
For Donald Trump's people.
I don't think it's a holiday.
No, it's not a holiday.
No. There's everything open, right? Like, that mail's open, for instance.
Yeah. Banks are open, yeah.
Yeah.
My daughter's not in school today. Or my son.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they're in D.C.
That's true, too.
It's a little different.
Maybe in D.C.
In school.
Maybe so.
Maybe a D.C. thing.
Okay. All right, here we go. Got it hacked up. Got it rocking and rolling. First question. In a 15-team league, is Matt Kemp, notorious bottle popper, is Matt Kemp a OF1 in a 15-team league?
Is he an out? Is he one of the top 15 outfield? Is he a top? You have a definite answer.
Yeah, it's very interesting that it's the first question he came up with.
No, he came up. It was hacked from the FSTA.
That he raised from the FSTA where he hacked.
Yes,
because I just got Matt Kemp as my second outfielder in a 15-team draft.
How about that?
In the sixth round.
Mm-hmm. I heard you were going very slow with that.
It's a definite slow draft.
That was the rumor. I heard that like it was going very slowly.
Yeah. Right. He's my second outfield. I got Cespedes in the third. I got Kemp in the sixth, which I think is a really nice value with the way he showed the nice bounce back
in
power last year.
You don't think that you would take Kemp before Cespedes?
No. Hmm? No. But okay. I think Cespedes, you know, more of a possibility of hitting 35 homers than Kemp. I feel I get 35 from Cespedes and like 25 from Kemp.
What do you think, Greg?
I would also take Cespedes ahead of Matt Kemp. I totally agree with all of Sky's analysis. I don't believe in Matt Kemp as a top 15 outfielder anymore. He's also not going to be motivated in Atlanta at all. Right?
Why do you say that?
What is he going to be on some losing team for?
He's getting money.
I don't necessarily think they're going to be a losing team.
Really?
Yeah. They're trying to rebuild there.
No.
I know they're trying to rebuild. I just don't think this is the year.
Yeah, he's actually a Fantasy Pros average rank is 23rd at outfield.
Didn't he hit 35 home runs for the San Diego Padres?
Yeah.
Well, that was when they were trying to win, wasn't it?
They were last year.
No, last year he didn't hit. Last year he was traded midway through the season. The year before was when they acquired all that talent,
I know,
right?
But I'm saying, well, did he hit all the home runs in the second half? I mean, he was off to a decent start.
So last year he hit 23. His average was higher with Atlanta. He batted 280 with Atlanta with 12 home runs. And then with San Diego before that, he hit 262 with 23 home runs. So, yeah, I guess last year he performed pretty well.
He did well.
Yeah.
Nobody's in on no. So, Tony, you also say that Matt Kemp in the 15-team league is not an outfielder one.
No, this is a perfect example of, if he's an outfielder one, you're not happy. If he's an outfielder two, you're ecstatic, right? Yeah. And you could pick them back-to-back rounds, right? Yep. And it would make a difference.
It's so
like,
true.
That's the difference between this guy. I think he goes back to the 25 home run plateau. And I don't know how that ballpark's to play. It's a new ballpark, so I don't know if it's hitter-friendly. Because he's played at all pitcher-friendly ballparks throughout his career and put up monster numbers.
Yeah.
So this is a guy that I think the batting on Atlanta is a lot better than people expect. I expect him to get 25 home runs, 2,700 RBI. So he could be on the fringe, but I want him as an outfielder, too. I want to get greedy. I don't want him to be my outfielder number one.
Yeah, that's what I got him as. He doesn't steal bases anymore.
And he doesn't steal bases anymore.
That's the thing that I was going to say to Tony. Says perception on him is down because he doesn't steal bases anymore. But this guy still hits for a lot of power, and he's still very talented.
He does. He's for a lot of power. And I think the other big thing is that I want to remember, since, you know, the last 3 years, 150 games, 154 games, 156
games.
He's playing every day.
He's playing every day. He's getting out there. Here we go right here, fellas. The Atlanta Braves new stadium in Cobb County, Georgia.
Is that, be careful.
I would have to be careful in Cobb
County. Cool. I'm okay.
I don't know the South. I don't know how they. Yeah, no. Cobb County is that the big boss man's from Cobb County, Georgia. You remember the big boss man?
There's a lot of Confederate flag shenanigans.
Yeah, there you go, right there.
A lot of shenanigans went on in getting this ballpark put together.
I got to look at the voting demographics in Cobb County, Georgia.
Cobb County is an Atlanta suburb, but it's not Fulton County. So Cobb County would probably be much different than Fulton County.
Cobb County here.
All right, so here we go. Cobb County Stadium, 335 down the left field line. That's the same as Turner Field. Mm-hmm. 385 the left center field compared to 380 at Turner. 400 feet to straightaway center field, same as Turner. And 325 down the right field line compared to 330 at Turner. So basically,
huge difference.
We don't know with the wind and stuff like that and the architecture, how that plays a role in it too. But it looks like it's going to play like Turner Field.
A few homers might make a difference here with, like, you know, the five differences, like 330, 335. But look, like Tony said, you know, this is a guy that hit a lot of homers, you know, in San Diego. So the power is there. Power is power, ultimately.
Who do you
Dodger Stadium, too.
Yep.
Who do you think won Cobb County?
That could have been Hillary Clinton.
I need an answer.
Donald Trump.
Hillary Rodham Clinton with 48.8% of the vote. Donald J. Trump, 46.8% of the vote.
It was neck and neck in Cobb County.
Hillary R. Clinton won that.
Back on the clock.
Are you on the clock, Scotty? Yeah.
Let's see what's going on. What are you thinking?
Okay, let's see. Well, I'll give you my team so far. Let me.
This is a redraft. This is a brand new league.
This is our mock draft for the Roto Experts exclusive Edge package.
Oh, nobody invited me. Wonderful.
Because we're going to have other ones.
Oh, okay.
This is our 15 team.
Okay.
We're going to have. We couldn't even make the 15.
We're going to have
a 12 teamer, and you guys like you and Tony and Greg will be invited. You know, it's we'll also be doing a mock auction. We're doing different mocks. So far, I got Miguel Cabrera at first. I got Gene Segura.
You sound like Jake Seeley now, though.
What was that?
Tony, you're lighting up over there.
Oh, okay.
Gene Segura at short. I got Cespedes and Kemp in the outfield, and I got Madison Bumgarner, Cole Hamels, and Aroldis Chapman as my pitchers.
I like that.
All right.
Yeah.
I like that, too.
You paid up for a closer. You want safety at safety with saves?
A top guy there. Well, Carlos Santana's still there. Hosmer, Turner, you know, all those guys were there like on my last turn.
All right. Let's get back to the help desk.
Yeah.
The top pitcher in an AL only league. Corey Kluber, Chris Sale, or Justin Verlander. What do you think, Greg?
I think the answer that sounds obvious to me is Chris Sale. But Tony was talking regression with Chris Sale a little bit a couple of weeks ago, and it's making me rethink that. So I'm going to go with Corey Kluber.
Yeah.
What do you think, Scotty?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Kluber, too, with Sale. You know, there's some optimism out there that, like, if he starts throwing his changeup, more that he used to, that he might get back to the high strikeout range. But I don't see it happening, especially after talking to Nick Hossa, like we did on his show, he's trying to, evolve, trying to set himself up to have a longer career right now. So I don't know if he's gonna be that top guy for me. And Verlander really got back to who he was in a lot of ways. He'll never match those Cy Young years from a few years ago. But to me, he's just not quite on the level with Kluber. So I'm gonna go with Kluber.
Tony,
I think Kolub is the safest option. You look at this because the numbers are still great for Sale. I mean, we're talking about a guy that went from a K per nine in 2015 to 11.82 to 9.25 the year before. So 11.82 is astounding. 9.25 is good, but the problem is it's 2.5 per nine that he dropped. So that's where the concern is. Like, you're like, what happens if this happens again? He went from a 32% strikeout rate to 25%. So I'm a little hesitant on that. So I think Corey Kluber is the safest play out of the group. He also had a regression in his fastball last year. Chris Sale went from 94.5 miles to 92.8. And 1.5 is huge in baseball. I mean, 1.5 miles an hour actually ruined the career of Tim Lincecum.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yep.
Yep. Stuff. You need better stuff. All right, here we go. Right? I have one of the responses.
Really?
Yeah.
You got? Do you also have the nuclear codes?
No. Okay. I don't have the nuclear codes. I got one of the responses, right?
We give them to Bernie Sanders.
The top 1%. All right, so I got one of the responses, right? This is the answer to the question. I want to see if you fellas can guess who the player is.
I love that.
You like this?
You know that.
I did this for you. That's why. I was sitting in a crib last night hacking.
Right.
And I was like, Greg would like this. Mm-hmm. Additionally, his performance in the second half featured an ERA of 2.76. Nearly a run lower than his first half mark of 3.70. He'll reprise his role as Blank's number four starter in 2017.
Mm.
Again, additionally, his performance in the second half featured an ERA 2.76, a run lower than his first half mark, 3.70. He'll reprieve his role as Blank's number four starter in 2017. So this is a player who performed well. They lost a point off of their ERA in the second half of the season last year. A number four starter.
Is it the Cubs?
Huh?
Is it on the Cubs?
Do you want to take a guess at a name, or do you want to know the team?
Kyle Hendricks and the Cubs is my guess.
Okay, it is not Kyle Hendricks.
Is it John Lackey in the Cubs?
It is John Lackey.
It was a Cub.
I was there. I was there, man.
Yeah, you got it. What do you think? What do you think of John Lackey for this year, Greg? You in? You had him anywhere last year?
I didn't, and I always kind of liked John Lackey because he's that number three or number four Cubs like starter on the team. I feel like he's a fine number four starter on your fantasy team. Plays in the NL. I know he's a little bit older, but he goes out and pitches every day, and the ERA will be around three. Like, he's fine. I like John Lackey.
I'm fine with him. Scotty, you like him too, Scotty?
Yeah, I'm pretty much where Greg is on him.
Yep. What about you, Tony? You with Greg too?
I am, depending on what I have to pay for him. Like, that's the whole thing. Like, you buy a Kia, you're not in it to look good or satisfaction. You're in it just to get from place to place. And same thing with John Lackey.
All right. You got a lot of hacks left?
Yeah, you want to come back after the...
Yeah.
I took Carlos Santana as my next pick.
Oh, you got... so you on the clock just now. You took Carlos Santana?
Yeah, my eighth round pick.
Reminds me of a West Side Story.
I'll take 830
homers. That reminds me of
a
West Side Story.
It does, yeah.
Carlos Santana. Mm-hmm. That was... You got that, Greg?
Mm-hmm. Maria.
Reminds me more of a Black Magic woman.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Carlos Santana.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said it before. That was a smooth pick, but no one caught that one. We'll take a break here. Come back. More hacks from the FSTA. Next. Scott, you give me the thought. What are you pumped about your pick?
I like Carlos Santana, eighth round.
You were reading about it in the book.
Yeah. Team going
to
the fourth round of another
I was
mark.
Trying to talk to you during the break.
Oh, I'm sorry. What'd you say?
It's not that important.
We wanted to talk to you during the break.
We were both like, hey, Scotty.
You ignored us.
You were reading the book.
Asshole.
That's very nice.
I'm teasing you, Scott.
What?
I'm teasing you.
That's okay.
You know I'm joking with you. I would never call you an asshole.
I really don't care what you call me. You're a child.
Just don't call me.
Oh, now he called me. I said I was joking with him, and he calls me a child.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what friends are for.
I'm still your friend.
Yep.
You're a child, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here we go, fellas. What is the likeness? This was a question that was asked to the FSTA. I don't know who they have answering these questions over here. Not like they were backlogged. All right, what's the likelihood that Corey Seager will bat over 300 and score over 100 runs? He bats over 300, and he scores over 100 runs, Tony. Can you bank that for Corey Seager?
Yep. I think it's crazy with all the Trey Turner talk, right? And I like Trey Turner. This is a guy that is a stud. He's going to 300, write it down, put him in for 100 runs scored. Yeah, absolutely. I put it at about 90th percentile.
Ooh, 90th percentile, Scotty. That's about right.
Yeah, I'm totally with Tony here. I'm absolutely ecstatic to have this guy for just a few bucks in my keeper league. Like he says, everybody talks about Turner. You know, this is a guy, surefire second-round pick, already showed what he can do with the plate. The power is legit. You know, the run scored is legit. The batting average is legit. You know, he's a player.
Gregory?
I love Corey Seager. I also can keep him in a league for very little. And Scotty's 100% right. He is a player. He is everyone's talking about Trey Turner. Everyone's forgetting that how unbelievable Corey Seager was last year.
You know why? It's because Corey Seager's a guy who met the expectations.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, and people always talk about, they want to talk about upside. They want to talk about Trey Turner. You know, this is not a hot topic anymore, Corey Seager. He is who we thought he was going to be.
Yeah, he certainly was. Yeah.
The problem, though, with Trey Turner gets from fantasy people is because of the stolen bases with Seager. Mm-hmm. And you got an abundance of home runs. I think you got more power out of Turner last year. So people are looking at 20 home runs, 50 stolen bases. And if you get those marks, he's a better fantasy player than Corey Seager, which he's not a better baseball player.
Hits at the top of a great lineup too, Turner.
Well, in the mock draft, Scotty, where'd he go?
Let me find that for you again.
Take your time. I'm not in a rush right here. I'll get back to the stuff.
Seager or Turner?
Seager.
Okay.
This question right here, Greg.
Look at both.
While we had it, look at both.
We got Trey Turner going with the 13th pick overall to Michael Waterloo, and Corey Seager also went to Waterloo in the second round. Those were his first two picks.
There you go right there.
Yeah.
Would you start a draft like that, Greg?
Yeah, I know, sure thing.
Yeah. Why not? All right, here we go. Sussman. It says, please help. I am in the fifth round of a 15-team draft. I need a third baseman. Matt Carpenter, Alex Bregman, and Todd Frazier are on the board.
I think all three of these guys offer different things, right? Like Matt Carpenter, it feels the safest, probably, right? Like Carpenter, to me, given his stats over the last several years, like you got to know what you're going to get. You're going to get a 270 hitter. You're going to get someone that will hit close to 20 home runs, and that's it. The OBP will be fantastic. You're in an OBP league. I'm going to say that you should go with Carpenter. With Todd Frazier, you know, the average is not going to be good. Home runs should be there. RBI should be there. But can you survive that average thing? I hit to Alex Bregman, top prospect, sexy young thing. I think there's a lot to like with Bregman, too. So for me, it becomes Carpenter or Bregman, I would say. Carpenter, new position this year. I believe they want him to be their regular first baseman. For me, it has to be Carpenter or Bregman. Guess I go Carpenter.
Tony, how can we help this young drafter?
I am scared of Matt Carpenter, and I'm shocked at how well he has played the last two seasons. It leads me to believe that I want him to get extensive drug testing. Mm-hmm. He never hit 12 home runs before he was 30 years old, and then he hits back-to-back over 20 home run seasons. And he was a guy that was a line drive hitter. A little change, kind of like Daniel Murphy a little later in his career. All of a sudden, you know, they were good hitters, and then all of a sudden they started hitting home runs. For me, the guy is Frazier that I would take. I mean, nobody, because he's on the White Sox, nobody pays attention. He had 40 home runs last year. He had 35 home runs the year before. We're getting in the fifth round. His batting average was .225, but prior to that, he was a guy that had .255, .273. So I look at that, a new league last year. I think he makes more contact this year. The batting average goes up. I'm going Frazier.
Break the tie, Scotty, or add more chaos to the mix.
Well, with Bregman, you know, what you might project is what you got out of Carpenter last year. And he hasn't done that yet, although I think he can do that. With Carpenter, the power is an outlier. to me, you know, you might get a little bit of a drain on your batting average, but I think he's better than a 223 hitter. You know, you're talking about a 35 to 40 homer guy in Todd Frazier. I have to go Frazier. It's like, you know, you look at that kind of power look, you know, you're a smart fantasy owner. If you're worried at all about the drain in batting average, compensate it, you know, in the rest of your draft. I go Frazier.
All righty. Next question up. This is, once again, this is the answer, Greg. This is what you like right here. So we got to guess who the player is. All right, were you ready? I want to give Florio. I want Florio to take a couple guesses, too. I want to make sure he's awake down there.
Yeah, don't worry about Florio.
That's the way you warm him up for the Is Mike Florio Lying, right?
Oh, this, yeah, exactly. Yeah, thank you. All right, here we go.
Pre-game warm-ups.
His strengths lie in his pinpoint control and ability to hit both sides of the plate with all three of his fastballs. While his crafty pitching style and excellent command can offset an eventual drop in velocity, the 30-year-old was still dialing up, his four-seam and two-seam fastballs to the low to mid-90s, similar to his prime years. His strengths, I repeat, lie in his pinpoint control and ability to hit both sides of the plate with all three fastballs, while his crafty pitching style and excellent command could offset an eventual drop in velocity. The 30-year-old was dialing up his four-seam and two-seam fastballs in the low to mid-90s, similar to his prime years.
Cole Hamels?
Good. Close.
He's 30 years old, right? I don't think he's 30. Rick Porcello?
It's not Rick Porcello. Strengths lie in his pinpoint control and ability to hit both sides of the plate, but all three of his fastballs. He has three fastballs. 30-year-old still Johnny dialing Cueto. Up his, huh? Was that a guess?
Johnny Cueto?
It is Johnny Cueto. That is the correct answer, Tony Cincotta.
You threw me off. How is Cole Hamels close to Johnny Cueto?
They're both top pitchers. I mean, they're both in the top of the rankings.
Both major leaguers. Okay.
Yeah. None of them play for the Mets.
I think I know that. Yeah.
you're a Johnny Cueto guy?
Yeah, I like Johnny Cueto. Yeah. As long as he stays healthy, I like Johnny Cueto. I have no issue there.
You got a Johnny Cueto issue, Scott?
No.
You don't like him, Tony?
This is a guy. Yeah, I do. He pitched very well in a great offensive ballpark for many years in Cincinnati. Now he goes to like the best pitcher's ballpark in baseball. So this is a match made in heaven. He just doesn't get – the only reason he's not an elite pitcher is the strikeouts aren't there. Other than that, everything else is elite.
Elite level talent out of John Cueto. Let's get this one right here before we get to my buddy Mike Florio to see if he's lying. I left my draft with Tony Watson and Sam Dyson. Am I good with saves for the whole season or should I worry, Tony?
Yeah, you better worry. If that's it, yeah, you got to worry. But it's not panic mode, right? So what you do in this situation is you start the season, you don't panic, and you hit the waiver wire. Remember, 50% of the closers lose their job at some point each of the last three seasons. So it's not a panic move right now. You just need to know you need to address it during the year.
To me, when somebody asks a question like this, am I okay with this? He knows he knows that he's not.
Yeah.
And he's looking for maybe some wild reassurance answer that's not out there. Like Tony said, he's not dead, but we want reassurance as fantasy owners.
Glad he's not dead.
He's not getting it. He's going to have to be prepared for what Tony says he's got to do. He's going to have to make trades, work the waiver wire, etc. Look, you waited on closers. It is what it is. You have to be prepared for the roller coaster.
And your mock draft right now, Scotty, you took Chapman. Are you a play the closer carousel guy, or you a I want to get me sure saves that I know are going to be there for 162 games?
It's just I went best player on the board. I usually wait on the closers at least till like, you know, 9th, 10th round at the very least. But you know, when Chapman was on the board, he was the best player. You get the strikeouts, and he's just so dominant that I couldn't pass on him.
Ravens linebacker Zach Orr retiring due to serious neck injury after three seasons.
He was playing well too.
Now he's gone. And just like that.
Yep, it's not for long. NFL. What's your strategy, Greg, when it comes to closers?
I like to get one. I won't probably draft Chapman where Scotty just did in this draft. I'll probably go a little bit lower than that. I usually take two of them in like the 10th.
Yeah.
At 10th or 12th round, I'll go back to back like that.
Yeah.
Grab my two. Grab another one like the 18th or 20th, something like that, and that'll be my deal.
Tone?
I'll get one probably like the 11th or 12th closer off the board, and then I'm going to gamble on two in the last five closers. Like, so the last five closers out there, I'm going to get two of those guys and gamble there.
All right. I think it's time to hand football off to Mike Florio.
All right. And with that.
Did you see him today?
I have not seen Mike
Florio. I always go down there and check on him.
Well, I see him usually after the program. I talk to him. See him after the show. I hang out before.
I have a lot of respect for Mike Florio.
That's great. Now,
thanks, Corey.
You try to butter him up to get easy questions today?
Yes.
Okay. We come back. Is Mike lying? Find out next. Mike Florio. Is he lying? Well, we have a new champion, Tony Sicada, the reigning, defending, undisputed champion.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, he won 2 weeks ago. Corey Parsons here, and Scott Angle, you're here too. You, sir, are trying to win back your championship. All the glory. Mike Florio, good morning, my friend.
Good morning. How are you guys?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, how are the questions today? Are they good questions?
I think so. I kind of scrapped football because we're a while away from the season ending, so everyone probably is sick of that. So it's all basketball, baseball, and pop culture.
I like that. I like that. Tony Sicada, you, sir, are the defending champion. You can decide. Would you like to go first, second, or third?
I'll go first.
You'll go first. You'll lead it off. Okay, here we go. Mike Florio, hit the music. Let's do it.
Over the past 2 weeks, Isaiah Thomas leads the NBA in points per game.
The past 2 weeks, Isaiah Thomas leads the NBA in points per game.
True.
True. Scotty.
True.
True. Corey.
True.
True.
Trifecta.
Yeah, it's true. He's 32.7 points per game in that span. Second is DeMar DeRozan at just over 32.
There you go. You'd probably be well, first inclination would be Russell Westbrook. James Harden was not to be. All right, one for one is everybody as we move on to question number two.
Corey Seager led all shortstops in runs scored.
Corey Seager led all shortstops in runs scored. We talked about runs scored this week, right? As runs scored is a big time category, Mike Florio listened to the program as a good producer does and asked us a runs scored question. Scott Angle, Corey Seager led all shortstops in runs scored.
False.
False. Corey?
True.
True, says Corey.
I'm going true.
True.
Scott Engel jumps out to a lead.
There you go.
Only one shortstop had more runs. Should we give him a chance to guess?
Let's do it. Tony Sicada, you got a chance to guess. What is the one shortstop that had more runs scored than Corey Seager?
More runs scored than Corey Seager? I will go Manny Machado.
Manny Machado.
No.
No. Corey?
I was going to say Manny Machado.
Well, good thing you didn't.
Yeah, being that was wrong, I guess not.
Machado actually, though, was tied with Seager, so he did not have more, though.
Right. But, counts.
Ooh, interesting. Good. Wow.
I don't know this one. I do not know. I guess that's not an answer, huh?
You don't know? You have to give up?
Trevor Story.
Trevor Story.
No.
No. Answer, please?
No.
I didn't get a chance.
Oh, well, you got the question right. We're not giving you a chance. You got the question right. We're not going to extend your lead. It's not fun.
Well,
you can guess off the record.
Has this been the game done this way in the past?
Yeah, that's exactly what we've done.
The guy who gets it right doesn't get a chance to guess the extra question?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Who,
I did have a guess.
Who was it?
Who was it, Scott?
Xander Bogaerts.
Oh.
Scott would have been out to a 3-run lead. Bogaerts had 115 runs.
Nice job, Scotty.
Seager and Machado had 105.
There you go.
Wow.
All right.
Question number three.
Yeah.
Over the past 2 weeks, Tyson Chandler leads the NBA in rebounds per game.
Tyson Chandler leads the NBA in rebounds per game over the last 2 weeks. I like the 2 week questions.
Yeah, I figure everyone knows like the year leaders.
Yeah, good call. Corey.
I'm going to say this is false. Tyson Chandler still got a little bit to go.
Tyson Chandler still got a little bit to go. You say false. Tony?
I believe it's false because I believe Chandler missed a game. So I think he would have.
It's per game, though. If that's
per game. Fault.
Oh, well, why did you say that in the question?
This yes.
Right here.
Are you sure that one, there's not one guy like the Lakers that didn't play one game? I'm going to say true, then.
He's going to say true. Scotty?
False.
False!
So Scott said false, Corey said
false,
and Tony said true. This is false. He is second behind DeAndre Jordan.
Ah, the big man, that's DeAndre Jordan.
If we had an extra one, I was going to guess
DeAndre really? Jordan. Really? All right. Question number four, Mike.
According to UberFacts, 24 is the age when you are most likely to shop at IKEA.
Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
True. True. Scotty?
False.
False. Corey?
I gotta say true. I've been in IKEA. I think I was around that age. I can't stand IKEA.
Yeah.
Me neither.
You're probably doing the same IKEA, Greg.
Absolutely. Yeah. You're one.
yeah, right there. For sure.
This is true.
Ooh.
And apparently they stopped shopping there at 34.
Wow. Okay.
Tired of sleeping on the damn floor.
Question number
that futon
five.
Hurt when you get dirty.
So the score currently is Corey and Scott with 3 and Tony with 2.
Okay. It's a good game so far. Got a good game.
Starling Marte had the highest BABIP of all qualified hitters.
Ooh. We talked about Starling Marte yesterday on the show. Starling Marte with that Modica.
I think I know the full. I think I know the answer to this.
You know the answer to this. Yeah. All right. Well, we go to Tony had a first question, which means Scott, you're up.
False.
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 You all got false. Is that true? What's the answer, Michael?
It is false. He has the second highest.
Don't say it. So we have the second highest. Scott, everyone had the same answer. So Scotty, you at the first opportunity, pick up an extra point here.
I noticed, but I can't think of who it is.
Should I say what Marte's BABIP was?
Yeah, absolutely.
380.
Oh, my goodness.
So one person had higher than that. Qualified hitters.
There's a guy I was thinking of the other day that has an unsustainable BABIP. I'm going to throw out Trey Turner.
It was not Trey Turner.
I don't know if he had the I don't know if he qualified.
I don't believe he did.
Okay.
What was his BABIP?
393.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was?
He did it.
I thought it was Trey Turner at 393.
Oh.
He did not qualify, though.
He didn't qualify.
We talked. Yeah, he was the one we talked about this week that we were. Because of speed.
Corey, do you know the answer?
Charlie Blackman.
Who's up? Because I know.
Charlie Blackman know the says answer. Corey.
It is not Charlie Blackman.
Close.
Oh.
Tony definitely knows it.
Close, though. Yeah, it's DJ LeMahieu.
I knew it was
and we have
or.
A three-way tie.
Oh! I knew it was either or.
We are halfway through, and we have a tie at 4 points apiece. I love it. 4-4-4. Let's
if
go.
If I went first, and I would have got it wrong because I would have said Trey Turner because I forgot he didn't qualify.
Wow. All right. Well, with that, we will take a break. A three-way tie at 4. 5 questions down. Halfway home. Stick around. Roto Experts in the Morning wraps up next. Final 14 minutes of the program. We got a three-way tie at the top. I think it's Mike Lyon and Tony Cicada trying to defend his championship. Corey Parson, you will be up first for question number 6. Is Mike Lyon?
Question 6. Over the past month, John Wall leads the NBA in assists per game.
Over the past month, John Wall leads the NBA in assists per game. This, my friend, is a true statement.
Tony?
True.
Scotty?
False.
Scott goes against the grain and gets it right.
All right. Scotty, the one-point lead.
John Wall was second. Do you guys want to guess who?
Corey, you have the first chance here.
Number one is Dame Lillard.
No.
Tony.
Ricky Rubio.
Ooh.
No, Rubio was tied for fifth.
Scott, do you have an answer?
Draymond Green?
No.
Oh, boy. A big man.
Draymond Green, though, is averaging in this span 8.8 assists per game.
Oh, that's good, though. Wow, for a big man, that's excellent.
I think he's number 8 in the NBA.
Wall in this span is averaging 11.1 assists per game. One guy has more.
Who is that one guy? Who is that one player? I'm trying to think. I kind of feel like I feel like we talked about the player earlier today. I'm still allowed to make a guess, Greg?
Nah, I'm
okay. So,
I mean, you guys talk about the player every day.
Who is it, Michael?
It is James Harden.
Oh, Jimmy Harden. All right, question number 7. Scott Angle, he's got a 1-point lead. Tony.
Rick Porcello.
You know what? Oh, we should have guessed Russell Westbrook, right? With all those triple.
You think so? I'm surprised that wasn't one of your guesses.
Yeah.
You guessed Draymond Green. That was crazy.
Rick Porcello had the lowest WHIP amongst qualified pitchers in the second half.
Narrowing it down here.
Who's up?
You are, Tony.
I'm going to go false.
False. Scotty.
False.
Corey.
True.
Corey ties the game.
Oh! Yeah!
Fantasy executive.
That's crazy.
Clutch. He had a 0.85 WHIP just ahead of Justin Verlander.
He was good.
Nice. He was good.
I was going to say Berlin if it was wrong.
But it wasn't.
It would have been. They were neck and neck.
Alrighty.
So question number 8.
Question number 8. Scott Angle, you, sir, are up first.
Greg, you're going to like this one.
Thank you.
According to Uberfacts, the slogan Donald Trump has chosen for his 2020 re-election, Keep America Great, is also the tagline from the Purge election year.
Scotty?
Do you need me to say it again? That was kind of a
lie. No. The tagline that Donald Trump has already chosen for his 2020 re-election campaign, I think he actually starts it tomorrow.
I'm not going to get there.
I think he starts tomorrow, is Keep America Great. It was also the same as the Purge, too, whatever that was called.
The election year.
The election year.
True.
I'm up.
This is no, Corey's up.
This is true.
This is true, says Corey. Tony?
You can't make this up. It has to be true.
It sadly is true.
Yeah.
I read it this morning.
Yeah.
How ironic is that? I'm running on my way.
This guy is already trying to campaign for 2020.
He likes the campaign
report. He hasn't been inaugurated officially yet.
He likes the campaign report.
Yeah.
President Trump. Question number 9.
Let's go.
Over the past month, no one has more double-doubles than Russell Westbrook.
Over the past month, Corey, nobody has more double-doubles than Russell Westbrook.
This right here, I'm going to say this is false. This is a trick question.
Tony?
I agree that this is so easy, it's got to be false.
False.
Scott sticks a little strategy by Scott Angle, saying false. Florio?
It is false. Okay. There are two players who have more.
Two players that have more. Corey, you have the question. Question was yours first. We go to you.
DeAndre Jordan.
No.
Oh, you Mickey Fick.
Tony?
James Harden.
Yes, that is one of them.
James Harden's one point for Tony Cincata. Scotty.
Carl Anthony Towns.
That is the other one.
Oh, what a test. That was bad.
He
bonus
gave
points.
Them, he gave him. Florio gave him the answers.
He did not. I knew the answers. I actually knew those too. He made a bad guess. I'm sorry. Wow.
So they all. So now Scott's up one, right? It's 7-6-6?
Yes. 7-6-6. Six, or is it 7-6-5?
No, because didn't Tony get... He got the question right and the bonus point.
Oh, that's right. You're right, right, right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Okay, here we go.
So this is the last question.
Last question. Scott Angle is up one point on both of his competitors, Corey Parson and Tony Cincata. Here we go.
Kyle Hendricks?
Scott's first, right?
No, Tony decided to go first, so Tony is up first.
No.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be Scott? Because nope. The Tony. Odd ones would go. Okay.
It's Tony.
Kyle Hendricks allowed the fewest home runs amongst qualified pitchers.
This is the last question. This is question 10, isn't it? Right?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Tony's up first, yeah.
I am saying true.
Scotty.
True.
He says true, which means it's up to you, Corey.
False.
We have a tie.
Wow! Which means it was false, right?
Yes.
Wow, Corey!
Fantasy executive.
Fantasy executive Parson ties angle!
Kyle Hendricks allowed 15 homers. Two pitchers allowed less, but I'm only going to let you guys guess for one because one was Jose Fernandez.
One was Jose Fernandez. So one active pitcher.
Let up less than 15 home runs.
11 home runs is how much he let up, I assume?
No.
Okay. Less than 15 home runs. The question was Tony's first. Tony was a defending champion. He has been eliminated, which means, Scott, you are up next. Scott, if you get this right, you serve the champion.
Justin Verlander.
No.
Corey, the fantasy executive, Parson.
Hold on. See, this game is the rules.
Oh, actually, you're right. Tony, you're right. You should have a chance to. You're right.
Because he could tie.
You're right. You have a chance to tie. I apologize, Tony. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Tony, because you were first, you should have an answer now.
No, I wish I had a better answer. I'm going to go with Noah Syndergaard.
We have a three-way tie.
Oh!
Syndergaard.
The only reason I said Syndergaard, I couldn't think of an answer, but Florio asked the question, and that was the only reason I said.
Good job,
wow.
Tony. So that was the equivalent. I listened to Fantasy First.
It was.
Yeah, Fantasy First lick. They said who is the one player that could be Clayton Kershaw, and this guy comes out with Noah Syndergaard the other night, and I said, "Oh,
that's what Tony gets for listening to the network." Finds out this great information.
All right, equivalent there you go. Of a 58-yard field goal.
We have a three-way tie at the top. We are now in overtime, our first overtime ever with the three participants. Mike Florio, number 11.
Freddie Freeman led all first basemen in runs scored.
Freddie Freeman led all first basemen in runs scored. Scotty.
False.
False. Corey.
True.
True. Tony.
I think it's true because I think we talked about this. He's close, but I'm saying true.
We have a new champion.
The winner! And
the king.
New champion of Is Mike Lyon, the king, Scott Engel.
Yo, Adrian, I did it.
You know what's crazy in here, by the way? Scott about stood up, put his arms up, and then sat back down because he didn't want to celebrate too much. You saw it. He went like this, yes. And then sat right back down. Hey, Scott, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
In your return, Is Mike Lyon. You're the champion. Congratulations. Took you 11 questions this time in overtime. You did it.
It was probably the most thrilling version we've had so far.
For those wondering, Freeman was second amongst first basemen in runs scored.
Who was Freeman? You want to get it? Would you like to guess it?
No.
Okay.
What, Encarnacion?
No.
Oh, that's a good guess, though.
Joey Votto.
Nope. That's he was cool. Actually just behind Freeman.
Chris Bryant.
Nope.
Chris Davis.
Oh, it's no. It's it's Paul Goldschmidt.
Paulie Goldschmidt.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
Paulie.
Yeah.
I guess him and Florio know each other.
There you go. Michael Florio, well done, my friend. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. I look forward to next week.
We look forward to having you next week, of course.
If you're still here.
Not really, but.
Hey, Scotty. I asked Corey and Tony this yesterday. Tony's response undoubtedly was inappropriate. Corey's was less inappropriate. But I want to ask you, it's Inauguration Day here, 2017. What is your favorite and most memorable moment of the last 8 years?
Favorite and most memorable moment of the last 8 years?
That's the Obama presidency.
In terms of what? Just anything?
Yeah, kidding.
Well, anything?
Life.
Life, man.
Life?
I can't remember what my answer was.
My son graduating high school.
There you go. Good answer. Good you said, Tony, you said something about circumcision of women in the Middle East.
Yeah. Kanye West. Mine was the birth of my daughter.
Yeah.
Yes. No. Actually, it was not, Corey.
But now remember that my daughter was born in 2006.
Scott, Corey said his favorite memory of the last 8 years was getting hired here. And I was like, you had a daughter in the last 8 years. And he forgot about that part.
Hey, I got to feed him.
You got to feed him. You got to feed him. Hey, great week, everybody. Great job. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the conference championship games. We'll be right back here Monday morning, or at least Tony and I will. Scotty and Corey both have Monday off. So, for Scott Engel, Corey Parson, and Tony Cicada, I'm Greg Sussman. Fans' best friends forever are next. Have a wonderful rest of your Friday, a wonderful weekend. And we will see you Monday morning at 7 a.m.